Brock, we saw some green lasers on the field, and it looks like it was pointed at your helmet. What happened there? What did you see?
You know, I'm still kind of gathering information from what exactly took place, but all I know at this point is, you know, when we were out there on the field on offense, there was multiple times, you know, I saw a green laser coming from the stands. There was a couple times it definitely hit me in the eye, and it was very noticeable.
Difference maker type of thing?
You know, it's really hard to tell. You know, I never want to say one thing's a difference maker, but, you know, certainly having a laser, you know, zoomed in on your eyeball definitely affects how you play a game.
Can you comment on the 4th and inches call, Brock? It looked like you had it, and then they said you didn't. And
yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that happen in a football game, you know. You know, we thought we got the first down. Oakland felt like they stopped us. We reviewed the play, and the ref said we came up short. But, you know, I love the call by coach to go for it. You know, I really felt like we had a lot of momentum at that point in time in the game. And, you know, I thought it was a great call, and, you know, I would never second guess that.
It seemed like the offense was clicking during the game. What did you think of how your unit did?
Excuse me, I can't hear you.
What do you think? It seemed like the offense was clicking more than it had in the past. What do you think about what you guys did tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think we played good football offensively. I think, you know, there was certainly a couple mistakes. You know, my turnover late in the second quarter, that's something that I can't do. And, you know, I'll watch that play on tape. I'll see the look that they gave me, and I'll learn from it. And I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. You know, we certainly need to capitalize on touchdowns when we get into the red area. But I think overall we played a much better offensive game this week, and I think we improved.
Brock,
how negative could be the laser thing on your face for a night like this night for NFL things in return to Mexico? It could be a negative thing about in a return on an NFL game in Mexico?
I'm sorry, I'm not exactly sure what the question was, but as far as the laser goes, you know, the laser certainly was very distracting. You know, I've never experienced, you know, a laser being shined into my eyeball during a football game, let alone a professional football game in the National Football League. So I think that was certainly disappointing. But at the end of the day, that's not why we lost the game. You know, that was just one small factor. But it certainly affected how I was playing and you know, able to see downfield and whatnot.
Brock over here, did you guys say anything to the officials?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Did you guys say anything to the officials about the lasers?
I did not. You know, I've been coached, you know, since a very young age to only worry about the things that you can control. And so, you know, something like that, I leave to our coaching staff, and I just focus on playing the game.
Did you mention it to your coaches that what was going on out there with the lasers?
You know, I think everybody in the stadium saw the lasers, so I'm sure our coaches saw it and you know, handled it the best way that, you know, they felt fit.
A number of your teammates felt like you let one get away. Your thoughts about that?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
A number of your teammates felt like you let one get away.
Oh, you know, it was a heck of a game, and it was a battle. It was a very physical football game. Both teams, you know, really wanted to come out on top, and you could see that, and you could feel it on the field. But you know, I always believe you need to give credit where credit's due, and the Oakland Raiders played a great football game. They came here, they got a win. But I'm very proud of our football team and how we battled for four quarters and how we came out and played tonight.
Hi, Rock. What can you say about the atmosphere here tonight, about playing in Mexico with this amazing crowd?
Yeah. I thought the atmosphere was incredible. I really did. You know, from just really the time we landed in Mexico City and we got to the hotel, and then obviously tonight here in the stadium, you know, it was electric, it was loud, it was sold out. You know, it was a one-of-a-kind atmosphere, and it was very special to be a part of this football game.
Brock, can you comment on the offense? You guys have struggled at times, but things were really rolling. The offense, you were. Spreading the field.
Yeah,
much improved tonight.
I have great confidence in this offense. I have great confidence in every single player on the offensive side of the ball. I have great confidence in our offensive coaching staff, how they coach throughout the week, and the game plans that they put together. So, you know, I think what you saw tonight was just a product of us you know, continuing to learn on a weekly basis and improving in practice and just taking it to the game field. And once again, nothing was perfect. And there's plenty of things that we need to clean up offensively. We know that, and we will. We'll, you know, we'll watch the tape tonight. We'll watch it again tomorrow, and we'll clean up those things. But you're certainly right. Tonight was a much, much better offensive performance.
Brock, your thoughts on Lamar Miller? Had another 100-yard performance, and also being down two backs, him going out there and playing as hard as he did.
I can't say enough about Lamar. Lamar is, you know, he's a stud. He's a beast. I mean, shoot, there's unlimited words for Lamar. You know, he played extremely hard tonight, just like he does every single week. Lamar, not only is he talented in the running game, but also in the pass game and also in pass protection. You know, that's something that probably isn't talked about enough. So Lamar is a tremendous player. He's a great teammate, and he had another heck of a game.
You talked on the first down that you challenged in the fourth quarter and they don't give it to you. It looked like it was a first down for you.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough situation. You know, the referees are out there for a reason, you know, to, you know, officiate the game. And, you know, they reviewed the play. They looked at the tape. They felt like we were short, and that's the call that they made.